Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Archive, and I'm your host, DJ EJ. For all of my returning listeners, welcome back. We had a bit of an interim for a couple of months last semester because I had way too much work, as is the case for a lot of fall semesters. And I'll also probably have a lot of work this semester, but I'm going to make the time to play music for you and for myself here on The Archive on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. So yeah, like I said, it's good to be back. I've found a lot of cool new music over the past couple of months that I've been really looking forward to sharing with everybody, and I hope you all are enjoying your commute home from work or whatever you might happen to be doing at this time. And yeah, I guess let's just get straight into it. For fans of DJ Hank, the previous co-host of The Archive, he is no longer an official DJ. However, he will be a very frequent guest. So you can look forward to him. He'll probably be here next week. So until then, let's start things off with a track by J Dilla. Well, I guess we're gonna have to wait a second because something appears to have gone wrong with my Spotify. Sorry for the inconvenience. Let's just reopen that real quick and let's try again. Again, this is J Dilla. That one was Working On It, all one word, and that was by J Dilla from his 2006 album Donuts. which, if I remember correctly, was released, unfortunately, only a couple of days before he passed away, due to a blood condition. That whole album was created in the hospital on an Akai, I think it was an Akai sampler unit, which is pretty impressive, I think. It seems to be getting a phone call right now, so let me see if I can figure out how to do that. One moment.
Are you on air? I don't want to interrupt your show. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay. Look, you tell me if I'm interfering with your show, okay? This is Dr. David Pressman, okay? And now, can you hear me okay? I'm not. Look, I can call you back if it's not good. Hello? Hello?
All right, sorry about that. There was a caller, and I would have liked to have spoken with him, but I couldn't figure out how to get my microphone working on the call. He couldn't hear me, so... if he is very interested in contacting me, I guess he could try again in a few minutes. But until then, that one was J Dilla from his album Donuts. Great album. Highly recommend it. But anyway, moving right along, this next one is from Tyler the Creator.
Take me back to November, what's up? Can we go back to November? Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts and a winter day. Thoughts, deep thoughts, now take me back to November, what's up? What if Clinton f***ing me over? What if who that boy's rhetorical and it is over? What if I'm hustling backwards? What if my accountant ain't paying my taxes, filling his pockets, and IRS show up asking me questions I couldn't answer because I was too busy trying to make classes? What if my music too weird for the masses? And I'm only known for tweets more than beats. Or all my day ones turning 3-4s cause of track 7. What if I get stuck? What if I got comfortable? I gotta keep it buck 50 what? If I lost it all and ended up back in Ladera at them shitty apartments that's across from Bank of America. I would be hurting writing all of these songs cause Wi-Fi wasn't working. Last year in total I put out 2 versions of 5-7 figures since then. Like it's kinda perfect. Or is it really? Or is it really? But you know that daily really hilly really tilly silly. Hold that billy how I'm really right. When they can't relate them, when they start to hate them, they don't drive these cars. So what's they ultimatum? Tell me what's your November? Is it a person? Mine was the summer 06. I remember the... What if I thought the brake was the gas? What if I crashed? What if these deep thoughts is my last? Let me pull over quick and drive back to November. Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts in the winter, cold water, yeah, take me back to November, what's up? Can we go back to November? Take me back to November. Hawaiian shirts in the winter, deep thoughts, now take me back to November, what's up?
Those odd future Sundays where you just go skate all day.
My November was when I was gifted the Skets and Gilbert.
My November was my brother took me to my first
concert. My November is summer 2015 when I fell in love with someone who
2014 showed me Miami 43rd Street.
Every day was November.
Take me back, take me back,
take me back. Take me back, take me back, take me back. Take me back, take me back. Take me back, take me back, take me back. Take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back. Take me back, take me back. Take me back.
I ain't doing fine, lost my motherfucking mind. Time travel back and help me find. Take me back, take me back.
My November is right now.
I wrote a song about you, I want your opinion. Opposite of my heart rate to slow down at the ending. Cause the love that I got for you has exceeded appearance. The lyrics are, matter of fact, I'ma just call you so you can hear it. If you do answer, I'll play it to state facts. Although I already know the response you gon' say back. At that point I'll hang up, disappear, and just stay back. And if you don't, I'll leave a voicemail with the playback.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. Sorry about that. I had a call to the station and was just talking over some things with the caller, and he did not want to be put on air. So, but I appreciate receiving the phone call. Yeah, that one was November by Tyler, the Creator, and that's from his album from last year, 2017, called Flower Boy. Flower Boy, excuse me. I've been getting more into hip hop, and I thought those two tracks were pretty great, as well as their respective albums, so highly recommend those. Now moving on to something a little different, this is maybe my favorite song that I've discovered since my last show in September here on the archive, and this is by an artist called Life Without Buildings. Enjoy.
If I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, the huh. If I, baby, G, so G, you. If I lose you, if I lose you, the huh. If I lose you in the street, if I lose you in the street, not if I lose you in the street, if I lose, don't miss that. If I lose you in the street, if I lose you in the street, hey, if I lose you in the street, G, come in, come in, come in, feel for you, kiss me.
I'm leaving.
can remember, I can remember. For we can, we can, we can. Keep us together, keep us together. Keep up together in the time takes slide it back. In the time takes slide it back. In the time takes slide it back. Forever, you can be me. Swim, face with you. Okay, the face, we can take it back. I can take you the hills. Days like television, days like television. Do, 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 do. Days like television. Face of you, the face of you. In the time takes slide it back.
Run to the basement. I tried man and man, still didn't work. Woman and woman, I presume.
All right. The first one you heard just then was The Lean Over by Life Without Buildings from their only album, which came out in 2001, called Any Other City. I love that song and that album and that artist, and I wish they got to do more than one album, but unfortunately they all went their separate directions, and the vocalist, I believe, retired from music altogether and went on to pursue her art career, which had been the bigger part of her career, even when she was recording with Life Without Buildings, which is very unfortunate, but I'm happy that they were able to release that album because it's excellent. And the one you just heard is by the very interestingly named band Drug Church, and the song is called But Does It Work, and it's from their 2015 EP called Swell. And yeah, those are two of my favorite songs that I've discovered last fall by artists that I had never heard of, really. Yeah, so fun stuff. This next song is by an artist who some of you might know called Bjork. Hope you like it.
Accident that happened, follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel emotional. Landscape.
All right. That first one you heard was by Björk, as I said before I played it. And the song is called Yoga, I believe it would be pronounced, J-O-G-A. And that is from her 1997 album, Homogenic, which is an absolute classic. And just about every song on it is fantastic. Great album. One of the many great albums from 1997, in my opinion, but I won't get into that right now. And the song that you just heard was The Endless Plane of Fortune by John Cale from his 1973 album Paris 1919. And John Cale is best known as being the bassist, organist, and violist of the highly acclaimed Velvet Underground. And he was present with them on their first two albums. Like everything that I'm playing, I can highly recommend that album, Paris 1919, as well as just about everything by Velvet Underground. That's going to be the first half of my show tonight. For a reminder, in case you're tuning in late, this is DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And as a quick break, I will be sharing a PSA with you all.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So don't drink and drive. My apologies, that PSA seemed to be classified under something, a somewhat misleading title, and I apologize for all of the siren sounds in case you're driving home from work. That really bothers me when radios play that, and I do my best to avoid that. So again, if you got confused for a second and tried to pull over, sorry about that. Enough of that. Anyway, these next two songs are two post-punk songs from the late 70s, so I hope you like them. This first one is by Wire.
Yeah.
All right. The first one there was by Wire from their second album, Chairs Missing, from 1978. And the song is called French Film Blurred. And the one that you just heard was Rebellious Jukebox by The Fall from their debut album, Live at the Witch Trials, which counterintuitively is not a live album. And that came out in 1979. And the reason why I'm playing that song by The Fall is that their guiding light, I guess you could call him, Mark E. Smith, unfortunately passed away around 2 weeks ago on the 24th of January. And he had been fronting The Fall since the mid-70s. And it was very unfortunate to see him go. But as many people have pointed out, some artists who die too soon only are able to leave a couple of albums. And people say that he, with The Fall, has left a record store's worth of albums. Their 32nd studio album was released last year. And they have tons of bootlegs and live albums and EPs and stuff that you could really go wild with if you have the time. But yeah, Wire and The Fall, two great, very British bands. This next one is by a band called Swirlies, who are a favorite of mine, and I hope they become a favorite of yours if you enjoy the song. That one you just heard was by Ice Age, and it's from their 2014 album Plowing Into the Field of Love, and that song is called Forever, as you might have been able to guess. I think that song is incredible. The strings throughout are very emotional, and then when the horns come in at the end in that last chorus, it's absolutely breathtaking. And the one that you heard before that was by Swirlies, and it is from their second album, which came out in 1996, and that album is called They Spent Their Wild Youthful Days in the Glittering World of the Salons, which is a bit of a mouthful, and the track itself is called Sun. Yeah, anybody who has been listening to the show for a while knows that I usually have... in my set list some song or album or artist name that's obnoxiously long, and so that is what you'll be getting for this evening. All right, well, it's very good to be back here. You have been listening to DJ EJ on the archive at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you again here next week, next Tuesday at 5 p.m. And I will be leaving you off with a song by Kendrick Lamar featuring James Fauntleroy and Ronald Isley from the Isley Brothers. So, yep, I will see you all next week, and thanks for listening.
Really cost. The question is detrimental, paralyzing my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling big as Mutombo. 20 your pump six, W. Marcellus called me Dumbo. 20 years ago, can't forget. Now I can lend them my ear or two. How to stack these residuals tenfold. The liberal concept that men do. 2006, they didn't hear me. Indigenous African only spoke Zulu. My American tongue was leery. Walked out the gas station, a homeless man with a semi tan complexion asked me for 10 grand. Stressing about dry land, deep water, powder blue skies that crack open. A piece of crack that he wanted. I knew he was smoking. He begged and pleaded. Asked me to feed him twice. I didn't believe it. Told him beat it. Contributed money just for his pipe. I couldn't see it. He said, my son, temptation is one thing that I've defeated. Listen to me, I want a single bill from you. Nothing less, nothing more. I told him I didn't have it, then closed my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost.
It's more to feed your mind. Water, sun, and love. The way you love. All you need is breathe.
He's staring at me in disbelief. Staring at me, I grabbed my key. He's staring at me, I started the car, then I tried to leave. But something told me to keep it in park until I could see the reason why he was mad at a stranger, like I was supposed to save him, like I'm the reason he homeless and asking me for a favor. He's staring at me, his eyes follow me with no laser. He's staring at me, I noticed that his stare is contagious. Cause now I'm staring back at him, feeling some type of disrespect. If I could throw a bat at him, he'd be aiming at his neck. I never understood someone begging for goods, asking for handouts, taking it if they could. At this particular person just had it down pat, staring at me for the longest until he finally asked, have you ever opened up Exodus 14? A humble man is all that we ever need. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Tripping and feeling resentment. I never met a transient that demanded attention. It got me frustrated, indecisive, and power tripping. Sour emotions got me looking at the universe different. I should distance myself, I should keep it relentless. My selfishness is what got me here. Who the fuck I'm kidding? So I'ma tell you like I told the last bum. Crumbs and pennies, I need all of mine. And I recognize this type of panhandling all the time. I got better judgment, I know it's hustling. Keep in mind, when I was struggling, I did compromise. Now I comprehend, I smell grandpa's old medicine reeking from your skin, moonshine and gin. Cause you're babbling, your words ain't flattering. I'm imagining Denzel be looking at O'Neal. Cause Sam is sad thrills, your gimmick is mediocre. The jig is up, I seen you from a mile away losing focus. And I'm insensitive, and I lack empathy. He looked at me and said, your potential is bittersweet. I looked at him and said, every nickel is mine to keep. He looked at me and said, know the truth, it'll set you free. You're looking at the Messiah, the son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the nerve of Nazareth. And I tell you just how much a dollar. The price of happiness bought in heaven, embrace your loss, I am God.
I wash my hands, I said my grace, what more do you want from me? Tears of a cloud, guess I'm not all what it's meant to be. Shades of gray will never change if I condone. Turn this page, help me change to right my wrong.